My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So if you watch the Olympics and paid attention to the men's basketball team, you saw the United States have to make some comebacks, down 17 against Serbia, ended up winning the game kind of handily. But they were down 17 in the, late in the third quarter? They were down 13 in the fourth, and then they had a six-point play.
Yeah, or six-point possession. Yeah, that helps.
Crazy.
Yeah, it took a lot, but they got it done.
We'll take it. Mm-hmm. And then battled against France in the gold medal game, and it was a lot closer than I think people wanted it to be. But in the end, Steph Curry was the man, knocking down not one, not two, not three, but 4 3-point shots in the last couple minutes of the game. He also blocked a shot and had a steal in the last 30 seconds of the game. He was just doing Steph Curry things. He's ridiculous, and he snuffed out France all on his own in the last few minutes of that game. And France was, they were not easy to put away. They were battling as well, knocking down a three-pointer, and then Wembanyama knocked down a late three-pointer, and just trying to stay within that striking distance, and they would answer. They answered Steph twice, but they couldn't answer him all four times, and that's what makes him great.
That's too much. You see LeBron get dunked on? Oof.
Yes, I did.
Wow, it's highlighted that man's career, right?
Yeah.
Get it on a poster. You show everybody you did that.
100%. Right? Start sending it out to NBA teams. Yep. Hey, I did this.
Yes.
But somebody who didn't get a whole lot of action in the game was Tyrese Haliburton, who obviously plays for the Indiana Pacers. A very good basketball player.
Yeah, really good young player.
Yeah, last couple of years has averaged over 20 points a game. Made the Olympic team. Really exciting player. Averages over 10 assists a game, almost 11 assists last year. Solid, solid point guard. Some Piston fans may remember him because that was guy looked like it made all the sense in the world to draft him, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Was that Killian Hayes draft?
Another one? Oh, my God. And Killian Hayes, so good, he's not even on Team France.
Well, now, to be fair, Team France did get to the finals of this thing. They got to the gold medal game.
Without Killian Hayes, they don't need
him. Right, and they almost beat the Americans.
I know.
So, I mean, yes, I think it's kind of funny, but it also may speak to the depth that the French have. But Tyrese Haliburton didn't play a whole lot. Didn't play a whole lot at all. Kang, you brought this up to me over the weekend, his tweet.
Yes.
And the tweet was...
It's great. 100% hysterical. Haliburton gets it. He totally gets it.
It's basically, as I pull it up now, it's a picture. It's a picture of him holding up the gold medal wrapped around his neck and says, when you ain't done none on the group project and still get an A.
That's right, baby.
And then with a gold medal emoji, which is, it's funny.
When you said he didn't play a lot, he literally didn't play the last two games at all. He just was there, you know, clapping, cheering on the team.
Yes. Did not play. Coach's decision for the last couple of games. Like Jason Tatum, a lot was made out of, you know, his usage.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He played 11 minutes in the game, in the gold medal game, but Haliburton didn't. But he's got his gold medal. I know some people will say that's awful. You know, it's like, you know, you go to the the movie. What's the basketball movie with the Flint Tropics? Will Ferrell, the comedy.
Semi-pro.
When they trade for Woody Harrelson's character, who's Monix, and Monix is the championship ring for playing with the Celtics, but he had to play on the bench for somebody who didn't play, but he was nonetheless got his ring for a championship and didn't contribute at all when it came time for the game. I can relate to this. In high school, I was part of a state championship swim team. I swam. I was terrible, but I was on a team. My sophomore year, we had an excellent chance of winning, and we did. So I get to claim being a state part of the state championship team, which I always say I was part of the team. I never say I was a state champion because I feel like I would have had to actually get in the pool during the state championships and contribute that way. My contribution was basically for the 500 freestyle, I held the marker and would wave it in the water as the swimmer was approaching the wall to see how many laps he had swum. That was my contribution for one of my teammates. That was about it. Because you have to qualify for the state championships in the individual events and also the relays. And I just wasn't good enough. So, but nonetheless, I get to say I was part of a state championship team. And I'm proud to say that because great friendships with those guys and great memories of swimming in high school for 2 years. But did I contribute? No. I gave my support for sure. But it's not like I was in there in the 50 freestyle and, you know, took fourth in the states and helped get a couple points towards the point total that got us the state championship. No, that was not the case. I was not one of the top 1,000 swimmers in the state, so that would not have happened. But curious if people have been in that same situation, or can you relate to what Tyrese Haliburton had to say there? Kind of feel like you're in the group project, but you didn't really contribute, and you still get the A? Yep. I did that too in college, but that's a whole other story.
Literally, huh?
Yeah.
What was the class, Gator?
It was some communications class that... I didn't contribute a whole lot.
Communicating?
No, I was there. We had a meeting before for this group project, and basically two guys kind of took over the project. And I'm like, okay, cool. Hook them, you know? And it worked out just fine. It worked out just fine. Because here I am today. Yay. But have you ever been in that situation? Can you relate to this?
Yeah, actually pretty close. It was basketball. It was like a church rec league. And if you don't remember, I'll refresh you, Gator. It was about a little over 5 years ago.
Okay.
So right. I was in the championship game. Our team was in the championship game for this rec league.
And you were a starter on that team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Played a big role. One of the better players, I would like to think myself. So, but the problem was, I don't want to say a problem, but
it was not a problem.
It was the greatest day of my life. Was my daughter was being born that day. My wife had gone into labor the day of the championship game, right? And I had posed this possible question before to the listeners because it was up and coming. I was like, this could get close here. Should I be able to play in the game after the baby was born and everything, right? The baby was born. Everything's fine. Mother's fine. Baby's fine. Can I leave the hospital, go play this game night? You know?
Because you're not doing
anything. The baby was born. Yeah.
Kid's going to sleep.
Exactly.
Mom needs rest.
You're in the hospital. Nurses are there. More qualified people than I would be able to.
I'm going to let you sleep for the next few hours.
Yeah,
I'll be back.
Yeah.
You playing basketball? What?
So, you know, spoiler alert, I did not leave to go play in the game, okay? They won the championship without me.
Hell yeah.
So I did nothing. They won the game, and I got a medal, I think, the next... Because this next season, you know, whatever, next quarter, whatever starts in a couple weeks. I came back, got my medal with the rest of the team. We got medals. We got medals. I think the team got a trophy, which, like, the captain takes home.
I got a trophy, like, plaque trophy.
Yeah, and everyone else gets a medal. So I got a medal. I did nothing for that game. I was a champion, Gator. So kind of like Haliburton. I didn't play, I got a medal.
You know what it's like. It ain't easy. But 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Can you relate to Tyrese Haliburton, or can you relate to myself or to Kang in our situations where part of championship teams, but nah.
Didn't do anything.
Not really.
Didn't do much.
I was there for support, and it worked out. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. You can text us as well as we continue here at 97.1, The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.